With radio friends, we greet you in the precious name of our beloved Savior, and the one whom we believe is soon coming again, even our Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that we're on the threshold of His return. I would ask my listener very personally, are you ready to meet the Lord? We continue our theme of study in relation to God's prophetic program for the nation of Israel. And we continue the meditation on the specific subject, Israel's greatest time of trouble. We now turn to the Word of God in the great prophecy of Zechariah. We have touched upon some other prophets in our preceding message. We have touched upon Moses, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. We look now in the greatest prophecy of the minor prophets, the prophet Zechariah, reading verses 8 and 9 in the 13th chapter of his great book. The prophet writing by the Holy Spirit and saying, and it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. They shall say, the Lord Jehovah is my God. May the Lord bless the reading of his precious word. I commend very earnestly a very careful study of this great prophecy of Zechariah. It is one of the most amazing and significant books in relation to Israel, and particularly in relation to the coming day when Israel as a nation shall be restored, when the city of Jerusalem shall be elevated above all the earth as the capital of the world, and when Israel's Messiah, the coming Lord Jesus Christ, will reign over the land as well as be king over all the earth. This great prophecy of Zechariah, in the words we have read from chapter 13, verses 8 and 9, touches upon a fact that we have not yet made mention of, but do today, regarding God's future purpose for Israel. We have already stated, and this is a repetition of what we have said, that God's purpose for the time of greatest trouble, the great tribulation, in which Israel as a nation will be in the center of the fire, the fiery trial, his purpose is to bring a remnant out of that fiery trial to be the nucleus of his redeemed people and to dwell in the millennial kingdom and share the reign of their Messiah and be glorified as his own. Now, what we have read in this prophecy of Zechariah, I wish to point out to you, is of a significant fact, particularly in verse 8. I read the word, it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. There may be in the minds of many of my friends an inquiring question. How many of Israel will be saved and be the godly remnant within the land of glory that is to come under the Messiah? It is a good question. We have quoted in past times Paul stating in Romans 11:26, and all Israel shall be saved. Now I wish to make a distinct qualification for your help. When Paul mentions that all Israel shall be saved, he does not imply every individual Israelite. Paul, in the context of that scripture, is speaking that as a nation, there will be a perfect representation, and that the nation as a whole will find the salvation of Jehovah. And he does not refer to the fact or to a fact at all, that every individual Jew will be saved. My beloved, may I suggest, you have ungodliness amongst the Jews, as well as amongst the Gentiles. You have unsaved Jews, and you have unsaved Gentiles in the dealings of God throughout history. But here we find, in the 8th verse of Zechariah 13, a most alarming fact. If we can take this literally, and I see no reason why we could not, God will bring destruction upon the godless of Israel, and evidently upon a majority. For he declares 2/3 of them will be cut off and die. And then you notice he continues at the end of verse 8, but the third shall be left therein. Again, please let me re-emphasize, there will be a godly remnant that will be his redeemed nucleus out of that period of great tribulation, but they will be in the minority. Now you ask, why will they be in the minority? Well, let me ask you a question. Why is it today that the Christians are in the minority? You may remember, I trust you know the words of Jesus as he spoke them in Matthew and chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. The Lord Jesus made direct reference to that the road that is narrow that leads unto life. He said, few there be that find it. But the broad road, wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. I'd like to ask you a simple question. Do you look at the people around you today? Do you watch the throngs as they're traveling through to eternity, through this scene? Did you ever ask yourself, I wonder how many of them are going to be saved? How many of them know the Lord Jesus is their Savior? May I ask you the question in another way? How many people do you hear talking about the Savior today? How many times during the day have you heard the Savior's name mentioned? How many times have you heard the subject of the Holy Word of God brought up? I question that if you've heard it at all, unless it's been on some radio program, or if you have been devoting your own self, as a Christian should of course, to the reading of the Word of God in your home and in your private devotion. My beloved, likewise in Israel, oh, may I say, the solemn fact that the majority of Israelites, even those who are in the land of Israel today, are there in unbelief, and the darkness of their souls is apparent. But that great tribulation period will be the refining instrument by God to not separate his people and to bring the nucleus to himself and destruction upon the ungodly among them. Now note verse 9 of our chapter in Zechariah 13. God said, I will bring the third part through the fire. And there you can recognize the fires of the great tribulation will be raging and burning, all for the purpose of refining the godly remnant in the land before their final deliverance. You have but to think in the great book of Daniel, of chapter 3, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew lads who were cast into the fiery furnace by King Nebuchadnezzar. And may I remind you that you have a counterpart at the end of the age to what we read in Daniel 3, the act of Nebuchadnezzar. Those three Hebrew lads, they are so suggestive of the godly remnant that in the last days of the great tribulation period will be brought through the fire. All for the purpose of refining that remnant in the land before their final deliverance. Notice what the Lord goes on to declare. I will bring the third part through the fire. And oh, again, here again we have a direct reference to the fires of the great tribulation, Israel's greatest time of trouble. And I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try or test them as gold is tried. Beloved, do I need to reemphasize how careful you and I can see in this scripture the purpose of that time is to refine the godly remnant of Israel before the coming Messiah delivers them and brings them into their land of glory. Now I want you to see the fruit. For Zechariah by the Spirit is told what will be the fruit of the coming through the fire. Again, we have the joy of re-emphasizing. Whenever and wherever you read in the scriptures of this particular time of trouble, there is closely added to it the time of blessing that it will bring. Now look the first thing. The first fruit that the godly remnant manifests. Listen to what God said. They shall call on my name. They shall call on my name. Oh yes, they will. As in the words of the psalmist in chapter 50 and verse 15, the psalmist wrote, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will answer thee, and thou shalt glorify me. My beloved, may I say, there'll be such a calling upon Jehovah by this godly remnant going through those times of trouble, such as never been known in the history of the nation. But I want you to know, God's going to answer. Nobody said, I will hear them. I will answer them. Yet, my beloved, out of the fiery trial, the godly remnant of that nation will call upon Jehovah and he will answer. And he will deliver them. And that deliverance will bring, as we find, I will say it is my people. God will once again acknowledge, Israel, you are my people. My people. In the prophecy of Hosea, God told the prophet, they are not my people. That God said, someday I will say to them, they are my people. And he will acknowledge, they're my people. Then the last thing we read in the ninth verse, they will acknowledge God and say, Jehovah is my God. My beloved, I trust you see the meaning and the reason for the great tribulation for Israel. But I hope that you yourself can say, thank God I'm saved and waiting for the coming of the Lord. Father, we bow in thy presence to give thanks for thy word which giveth life and understanding to the simple. May you do so today for thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.